Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How to spot a nice valuable antique, or maybe you want to learn how to upcycle your own furniture and interiors. Our home squad are here to answer your questions today. We're here to give you free advice if you're trying to, you know, just do a nice little job in your home on a budget. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year and founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty. Design is Roisin Lafferty. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme. Right, where do we start? Well, there's two things, isn't there? There's upcycling, and then there's how to spot a good antique. Your top advice, top tips, I should say, bits of advice, Roisin, first of all.
So first of all, I love vintage furniture.
I think it's
great to blend, especially with contemporary design. It's lovely to have that mix. It adds a lot of depth. So I have some places I source a lot from. To now good friends, because acquired.ie, number one.
Acquired.ie,
yeah. He has a gorgeous showroom as well. And then Killian McNulty has just opened a beautiful place on Francis Street. And he also owns another place called the Vintage Hub, which is maybe more cost effective. So some pieces are, you know, investment pieces that have a lot of character, have a lot of depth, have a lot of history. And then there's also kind of pieces that you can find that are lower price point. Vinteriors is another shop online if you're looking for. They have such an array.
Are you an antique fan?
God, yeah, I love it. And yeah, you mentioned Francis Street. It's such a mecca. It's unreal. So Francis Street in Dublin 8 is just littered with all these unbelievable antique shops, curiosities, everything. And it's a wonderland. Like, it's fabulous.
Michael Mortel is another favourite. I tend to love the Italian mid-century kind of pieces as well, but they do have more traditional antiques as well.
Okay.
But also keep an eye out. There's two bigger auctions twice a year, De Vere's and Adams, and they would be, again, for quite collectible pieces.
Yeah.
So there's a mix in terms of price
point. Depending on budget that you have.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to splash out, and maybe you're just thinking, you know what, in the era of being environmentally friendly and sustainability and all of that, I don't want to go out and buy more furniture. I've plenty of it here in the house. I want to do a little bit of a job on it, jazz it up. Are you good at that? Where do we start?
I love doing that. Yeah, I love rolling up my sleeves a bit and getting my hands dirty. I love, because like, there's so many things you can find that are almost perfect, and then you can just make them really perfect for your home, quite simply. The one thing I would say, my tip for upcycling, I'd say, is it's hard to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Very different thing to say. But like, just try to buy quality. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a verified antique or from the best brand or anything.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for something that's going to last, you're looking at solid wood or some type of solid and natural material, it's going to be much easier to strip away the paint, to recover, to recoat, and it's going to last. So try to keep an eye on quality.
Following on from that, because certain things, you know, like I'm a magpie. So basically anytime someone's moving out of a house, anytime a relative dies, anything like that, I acquire a lot of old things.
So
storage units for beautiful old things.
Roisin's there for the cash and the inheritance. What can I do?
To your relatives, you put one eye open, I'd say.
No one wants the old furniture anymore, and I love it and I see the beauty in it. But more so, it's quite specialist to, if it is, say, you know, a beautiful mahogany piece, you want it to be restored. And it's kind of a dying trade.
Yeah.
Like the French polishing, upholstering it, getting things properly
done. How DIY friendly is that kind of stuff?
Like, you don't want to ruin something either. So I think the one thing I would say about all upcycling, antique shopping, secondhand shopping, everything is really try to do your homework. Because okay, there's one side of things where you can maybe just grab a bargain and that's great. But there's a whole other world where if you get to know what you're looking for and you try to understand the materials and you understand what can be done and what you can, you know, what you can safely do to support something living on for past your own lifetimes. It's a very satisfying thing to immerse yourself in. So
my favorite thing that used to be here, and it makes me so sad that it's not, there used to be the most amazing flea market, and it's gone. Dublin City Council got rid of it.
Really? Okay.
But, and it was amazing. And I have so many gems, random things from there. Joy Thorpe is another name. And she now has a place in town, I think. And it's beautiful. I have an old screen from her that I just fell in love with.
A friend of mine bought stuff for their house in, it's not a, like a breaker's yard, but kind of something similar to, like nearly like a furniture dump.
Yeah.
Don't know if, but
there's
it's
a brilliant one at Kilkenny, Kilkenny Architectural Salvage. Shout out. Right. I love you so much. It's just such a wonderland to stroll around. Like obviously there's some junk in there. There's some great stuff in there. There's some gems, but it's so
right.
fun to walk
Listener
in.
Questions, get them in for Jenny and Roisin. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. This listener would love to have a better eye for upcycling, but I never know what'll work. What would work. Are there any hard and fast rules?
No, there's no hard and fast rules. You can do whatever you want with the piece you want. I would really say just try to make it your own and try to fit it into your home. And I think with anything, if you're not sure, you know, where to start or what to do, just pick something small and just try it. Like maybe you just want to, I don't know, pick a chair and try to recover the base of it, or try something small, you know, try sanding and repainting it and see how you get on with it and just see what fits. And then let your confidence build from there and just try things and see what works.
Also, make sure you have a home for it first as well. So before you spend the time, make sure you really like where it's going in your house, even before you touch it. Because once it has a good place, you're going to give it a lot more meaning and you'll appreciate it more.
Obviously.
This texter says, where are the best places to look for antique furniture? You've already answered that. Should I assume that the good stuff has gone from flea markets? Well, we've sort of addressed that question.
No, like if you can find flea markets, there's a lot overseas. There's less of them here now, unfortunately. But it's also in the eye of the values, in the eye of the beholder, you know, like. There are things that maybe aren't valuable on paper, but you're drawn to them and you love them.
Now, this listener, Jenny, what are the best tools I need to get started with upcycling furniture?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. Like you'll go a long way with paintbrush, obviously, and you'll go a really long way with a staple gun. So I think for reupholstering furniture, it's really, really helpful to, you know, you're going to need to take off the backs of things and you're going to need to restaple them on. So you'll go a really, really long way with those. You're going to want to look into, do you have the right tools to clean something down and sand something down? So some type of a range of sanding paper is going to be your best friend, because, you know, you don't want to go in too hard with paint stripper. You might ruin something. And so I think getting a few different grits of sandpaper is going to be a great one to go with.
Now, this texture might be something you mentioned, Roisin, a few moments ago. This listener says, I've heard, you know, some of these house estate auctions when a big property is closing down. I've heard some of these can be quite good. Would your guests recommend them?
Yes, and again, there used to be a place in beside Rathgar there, and it's gone, but there definitely are a few. There's a couple of places off Clarendon Street as well that are mainly jewellery, but actually upstairs have random bric-a-brac. You sift through it, again, you can find some gems, but you just need to be quite patient looking through everything.
The instant thing I think of now at something like this would be woodworm.
So there's just check, there's signs for woodworm. So if you are looking for solid wood, that's such a good call out. Just make sure that you're checking every angle or asking for photos if it's something online, and you'll see just little holes and maybe little piles of dust. And then you're looking at woodworm.
You don't want to start having to deal with that though, would you?
No, but you should, like you're saying, you should be able to see that. You should be able to see it in close-up photos. Because the other thing, like places like Dundeal, you know, you can get good gems there.
Yeah.
Because people don't know, you know, you might have lots of pieces in the family that you don't want anymore. It doesn't fit in new
houses.
Yeah,
with your new modern A-rated new build.
Yeah, but people are still wanting to find good homes.
Actually, someone wondering how do you get rid of woodworm? I don't know, is that your area?
I don't know.
You have to get a specialist.
Get a specialist
for that,
personally. That I know there's at home steps you can do. I just feel like once it's in your house, it's in your house, and I would get a specialist.
Now, how do I incorporate different textures or materials, the likes of fabric, metal, and myrrh, in upcycled furniture?
So what I love always is contrast. I think the number one thing to think of is what are you bringing in? Try to contrast it. Like Roisin, you said depth earlier about antiques bringing in depth. And it's such a great word because that's what it does. Like it brings so much life in. So if you're thinking about fabrics, think about contrasting fabrics, something like a velvet with a silk, you know, two very, very different kind of depths and shapes. If you're thinking about mirrors, maybe pair it with something matte. If you're thinking about metallics, maybe pair it with something softer. I think bringing in depth is a great way to do that.
I imagine with antiques, you know, you're probably dealing with stuff then that isn't subject to being, you know, a fad or a trend, Roisin.
Definitely. And there's different eras and they all have different shapes. Like it's fascinating once you start to look. First Dibs is actually a great website and you can click the different era want to see. And it's a good way of even familiarising yourself with what your personal preference is. You know, we're doing a project on Inishbofin and we're looking for really old fashioned Irish furniture. And that's a very specific, it's more like cottagey, you know, but First Dibs is very helpful.
Now, this listener also suggesting Freecycle. Apparently it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love the community sense of sharing unused items. I got loads of great and amazing things from there. This listener says the NCBI in Dublin.
Yeah, so NCBI have rebranded to Vision Ireland. It's the
National Council for the Blind. Sorry, of course.
They're unbelievable. They get amazing things because they'll do like you can they'll do free collections sometimes. I don't know if they just got to have great staff with great eye. I got a couch from there for 50 quid years ago and still going strong. Amazing. And it just needed a little.
Stephen and Carlo suggesting the Kilkenny car boot sale, also very good and open every Sunday for stuff like this too. I saw another texter. Oh yeah, Jenny, where can I find inspiration or tutorials for upcycling specific types of furniture?
Well, my first place to start is always Pinterest. I think Pinterest is unreal.
I didn't even think that was still so popular.
I'm obsessed. Absolutely. It's my number one app, I'd say. Yeah, there probably is stuff on TikTok. Listener, I might be steering you wrong. I can't have TikTok on my phone. I'm too addicted. I can't do it. Yeah. So I find Pinterest unreal because you can save little types of upcycling stuff and it always links you out to blogs, which I find really, really helpful. So you can get some great advice there.
Pinterest for us, 100%. The other shop that came to mind there, I've got loads of gems in Oxfam Home. There's a really large Oxfam Home on Francis Street as well. And I've got like a gorgeous mahogany wardrobe there.
Sometimes people just don't know what they're getting rid of.
No. Check the Bohemia Flea Market in Phibsborough, second Sunday of the month, says this listener. Another texter's best tip I'd give people for upcycling is Peel Tech Great Sprayer.
Yeah.
That strips paint, I swear by it, says this listener.
So my one call out with stripping paint is, there's brilliant stuff out there, but just check the type of paint. And that takes a bit of practice, but certain types of paint will respond better to certain types of stripper and you don't want to go in too hard.
I was painting a wooden piece in an attempt at upcycling and totally ruined it. How do I strip the paint without now ruining the wood? Any advice for listeners on
that? Well, then there you go. So there are some paint strippers are unreal and you can go in and they'll work on tough paints, like acrylic will take a good paint stripper. Some paint just it doesn't need a stripper and then it dissolves almost into the wood and gets rid of it. So what I'd recommend is taking a total step back, go for a sponge and some soapy water and really try to, it's elbow grease, but just try to rub away the paint and then try to sand what's left. And if it's solid wood, you should be okay.
Just finally, Roisin, is there, like, have you advice for how do you spot a good antique that'll likely to be of maybe a nice little bit of value in time to come? Is there tips around that?
It needs to be something that is really beautiful. Look at the detailing, look at the handles, the hinges, elegance of the shape of legs and things like that. Also, like a lot of pieces might have really nice internals as well. All those little details are something they tend to be valued very well. But again, it also is what do you love?
Yeah. Do they hold value?
Antiques.
Yeah.
Furniture. If they're of merit, if they're of kind of by certain designers in certain periods, not all of them do.
Okay. Some listeners looking again to rename and give a shout out to some of the suggestions that you had. You know what? We'll make sure to podcast this chat. It'll be up. It'll be on the News Talk, the Go Loud app. You can subscribe to Lunchtime Live. You'll be able to get loads of Jenny and Roisin's recommendations. We'll have to leave it there for the moment. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year, and Roisin Lafferty, who you can find at founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.